How is the power and utilities doing?
Definitely keeping our guys out in the field busy these last few days. So that's
I bet you they're freezing their butts off out there.
Yeah, I give all credit to them for doing it too, right? I mean, it's to have to go out there and make the repairs they have to make now. We got fortunate with this storm. The system held up really well. We didn't have a lot of outages, but the cold temperatures definitely present a challenge.
Yeah, funny you say that. I didn't really hear many outages from this past storm.
No, it wasn't really a heavy snow. It was a light snow. When you get the heavy snow coming in, that's when you really got to watch out.
Yeah. But I did see a heavy price on my gas bill.
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. And the cold temperatures not helping, right? Everyone's furnaces are kicking on more often. I mean, I'm listening for it at home myself. It seems like it's on all the time these last couple of weeks. And so we've been keeping an eye on it from a supply standpoint, right? The two sides of your bill, you've got your delivery, you got your supply. We're in control. We work with the PSC on the delivery side of things. But when you talk about supply, that fluctuates from month to month, sometimes from day to day. And so when you deal with prolonged periods of cold like this, it does place some upward pressure on the supply side of things. We do our best to hedge where we enter into contracts when prices are lower. But, extended periods of cold like this will probably have some upward pressure on the supply side of things. Historically, it has. So,
what is the current situation with all the billing?
Billing is stable. We had a third-party independent auditor come in that was appointed by New York State that came in, did a deep dive on our billing system, and they said that the bills are correct. The system that we have now is performing in just about every metric better than the old one was. So it is, the bills are accurate. They're going out on time. More than 99% of the bills are going out on time. About 1% of the bills require adjustments each month, which is about where we want it to be. So, the billing system is where it's supposed to be.
Are the rates going to come down this, looking forward here in the next few months?
Supply prices should, as we get through the winter, we get into like the springtime, what we call the transition or the shoulder months, usage tends to go down across the board. Generally you see supply prices go down, delivery rates stay fixed from year to year. So our rate year runs from July 1st to June 30th. So, we are in the midst of a rate case right now. That will be our rates for 2025 moving forward. Once we're able to, come to an agreement with the Public Service Commission up in Albany and all of the other interested parties who have signed on to be part of that rate proposal.
You know, I talked to a lot of people. Even Bill himself said he got his bill the other day. It was like $500 for a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Ours was high too.
Why are people getting hit so hard right now?
It is, it's the overall usage. Supply prices are elevated a little bit, especially on the gas side. And then, the delivery costs remain a large portion of your bill at this point. And, it's something that we're continuing to work with our regulators on. We're trying to work with our elected officials to find ways to figure out how we can ease that burden because, we've talked about it before on here. When we look at those delivery costs, there's a lot of things that go into them. The one important thing that goes into it is it's paying the salaries for the guys who go out in this terrible weather to get the power back on when things break, the guys who upgrade and maintain the system, the engineers who help innovate in transitioning this energy system. But it also goes into the investments we need to make to upgrade the system. And we're at a point right now in New York State where as we transition to this clean energy system and this clean economy, we're being forced to, I've said it before, we're being forced to invest at a rate that we never have before. So it's an incredibly accelerated rate of investment. And we're doing it at a time where construction costs are higher than they've ever been. And that's really creating a lot of upward pressure on the bills, which is why we are really trying to work with our local lawmakers and the regulators to find ways to really ease the burden because the only funding mechanism we have to invest in the system is the utility bill. And we just have to find a better way to do this.
Yeah, that's just too high. I mean, personal homes with bills that high, even businesses, when they get their bills, they're shocked. I mean, both Bill, I, and our friends, we all have businesses and it's like we have a new business partner, Central Hudson.
Yeah. Well, it's not just Central Hudson though. I mean, and listen, I have been beyond outspoken about this, and Joe, I don't know, as the head of media relations for Central Hudson, I'm not sure which job is harder, your job or the incoming press secretary for President Trump, because to try to explain why people are getting $550 bills.
Well, here's one.
It's unsustainable. It's not Central Hudson's fault. It's the state of New York.
Look at the text here. How do you justify overall usage when winter bills used to be under $200 a month? And now they are like $500 or $600 a month.
What are people supposed to do?
Whoever texts that in, that is true.
The state of New York has made this happen. I will say this again because it is fact. The 2019 legislation that the state of New York passed is the reason why your electric and gas bills are through the roof. I said this back in 2019 when they passed this. It's Joe, unsustainable.
Is this true, Joe?
It definitely has presented a challenge, and you can see a correlation between the delivery charges that our customers have and when this legislation was passed. And again, I want to be clear. I think we can all agree that we want to make sure that we're reducing our carbon emissions. It's important that we do this, but we need to do it in a pragmatic way. And again, you know, I was someone for Central Hudson who testified at the public statement hearings when they were drafting this law. And that was the wording of caution that we gave was we need to do a comprehensive cost assessment on this law to learn how much it's actually going to cost. And we need to be careful to make sure that it doesn't create undue burden on our customers.
I mean, it's crippling, though. Some people can't even pay all their bills. That's just one of the many great giant bills we have here in New York.
Yeah, and I would say from a billing standpoint, the one thing I can recommend for folks to kind of help with these larger swings that you get as you transition from, say, you know, summer into fall into winter really is the big one where you see the big jumps is our budget billing program, where we take your usage over the course of an entire year and we kind of average it out and you get a set payment every single month. So, you know, my total charges for last month for my house, and it's just me and my wife in my house, about a 1500 square foot house, it was about $560.
That's insanity. That is insane. I'm sorry, Joe. That is complete insanity.
Should be like 200.
Right. Go to another state.
It was okay? Like 150
bucks. Go to Myrtle Beach, all right, and you're paying $100.
I know,
you come
crazy.
Here, you're paying $557 is what my bill was. My budget billing was $250 a month in 2019.
Bill, how mad does it make?
Read the legislation. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, the CLCPA 2019, is the reason why all of these bills are so expensive, and it was Democrats in Albany that passed this legislation. I've said this before, and people
how do we fix it?
People send me emails and say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is the reason why.
How do you fix it? There's circuit breakers, they call them, within this legislation where they can stop these unattainable, ridiculous goals.
Oh, there is.
Yes, that need to be tripped. I've spoken to senators and assemblymen about this.
Well, let's hope it does.
Unfortunately, the ones that I speak to are in the minority and don't have the ability to change this. And it's on the backs of every single middle-class person that's trying to pay an electric bill and trying to make ends meet. You go from $250 in 2019 to $550 in 2025, just 1 year ago. Joe, you were here a year ago. My bill was $450. Now it's $550. Where the hell is it going to stop?
Next year it's going to be $700.
Don't even laugh. Dude, it's probably, based on the math. If you read this legislation, the CLCPA,
it was $700.
You have these deadlines 2030 and 2050 where we're trying to reduce carbon emissions. I don't disagree with that either, Joe, but we can't have people that can barely afford to buy groceries be paying for capital improvements across the state of New York.
That's right.
It's crazy to me. I'm sorry.
He's pissed.
Yeah, and again, that's something that we need to, we're doing the best we can to work with our local elected officials. Our new CEO is just meeting with a lot of the local Democratic leadership about, number one, how we can take a look at this model and maybe improve upon it. Steph Raymond, our new CEO, she comes from Pennsylvania, and their regulatory model there is a little different. So she comes with some fresh eyes, and she's doing a good job at getting out to some of our state-level elected officials to try and see if there's a better mousetrap for this and keep these costs down.
So. It's insanity to me that we can have a president yesterday give an inaugural speech that cancels the Green New Deal for the entire United States and says it's unattainable, it's not going to happen. And here in New York State, many of the things that President Trump was elected because of, right, were codified here in New York State into these crazy, unrealistic, unattainable Green New Deal goals that, listen, I'm not against, I have a Tesla, right? I'm not against lessening our carbon footprint. You can't put it on the backs of the average
person.
Nobody
can afford it.
People cannot afford to do this, right, especially right now with the cost of everything going up. And then again, rate increases continue. Just like everything else, inflation impacts these types of markets. And then at the end of the day, here in New York State, we have to pay to meet these objectives that are unrealistic. So that's why we're paying ridiculous electric bills. And what makes me nervous, and gas bills, what makes me real nervous is, where does it end, Joe? Where does this end? Where are we going to be in a year? Where are we going to be in 2 years? Are you going to be paying $700 a month in your 1,500 square foot house?
If we are, my wife and I are going to have to start making some cutbacks.
You're going to have to move.
Yeah.
You're going to have to move.
Right, but I mean, essentially,
That can't be the answer, though.
Look at it this way. The Central Hudson linemen and linewomen that are out there climbing the poles when it's 2 degrees out.
Yeah, they have the same problem.
Getting the work done, right?
If they go home, they have to pay more.
They still got to pay their bills.
Exactly.
Right? So what are we doing with the middle class right there. Those are the guys and gals that hold this community together. Are we pricing them out of the community? Yeah. And the answer is yes.
Yeah, well,
people are leaving New York State. So it's not, again, I'm going to say this again. I say it each and every time. It's not just Central Hudson. NYSEG, O&R, Con Ed, all the utility companies have to meet the same standards within this legislation in the state of New York. Is that correct, Joe?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a statewide thing, and you hit the nail on the head, right? It's an energy cost problem. It's not just isolated to any one of the utilities. And one of the things I will point out is, in our current rate case, we did everything we could to keep this ask as low as we can. And when you look at the rate proposals that the other utilities had put out most recently, the average requested increase was about 12.6% on the electric side, mm-hmm, and about 13% on the gas side. Our most current request was about 4.6% on the electric side and 5.8% on gas. So we really eliminated everything we could. We're only looking to add headcount on the cybersecurity end of things because we need to protect customer data. We need to protect the grid. And what we're really hoping to do with this, and I think we're going to get there, I think we're pretty close to it, is enter into a settlement negotiation, which would spread that request out over multiple years. It would lower that request down to really just kind of keep pace with inflation and allow us to get those cyber experts on staff.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming in and answering all the questions.
Yeah. Joe, you are solid. I got to say, Central Hudson really has a solid individual representing. Listen, folks, we talked to Joe on the air. We talked to him off the air, and he tells you how it is. You're hearing how it is. What I will say is this. Trump declared a national energy emergency yesterday. My question to you, Joe, do you see any impact on the local situation based on the national energy emergency that's been declared?
Yeah, I think you have potential to see it impact the supply side of things first, right?
Yeah.
Probably on natural gas. But again, like there's a lot of policies in New York State that we need to look at and closely review. Natural gas demand continues to go up and our infrastructure can only support it so much. So there are constraints that will keep prices at a certain level here in New York unless we change some of our policy.
And I know we're tight,
we're real tight.
For the text messages, I don't want to hear Bill's opinions on politics. I'm giving you facts. It's not an opinion. This is a fact. You can look up the legislation I just referred to, and if you want to challenge me on this, you're going to lose. It's the 2019 CLCPA. Read it. And remember, elections have consequences, and that's why we're in this situation
Bill,
in New York
State. You are amped today.
I'm telling you, that's why we're in this problem. If you don't talk about this, if you don't bring this to people's front of minds, then we become complacent. You cannot become complacent with $600 electric and gas bills.
From a year from now, what if your bill is $800?
It could be, based on what we're doing.
I know, I'm just saying.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Move the hell out of here.
Myrtle Beach, here I come.
Right, and that's not the way it should be. Here's the problem. We have people on fixed incomes.
Yeah, I get it.
That are senior citizens that cannot afford this.
I get it.
And will lose their homes because of this.
I know.
Understand that.
All right. Joe, thanks so much.
Not against you, Joe. I love you, Joe.
I appreciate it.
Not against you.
Joe's like, what the hell did I just walk into?
No, Joe. Joe's the man.
Good Lord.
He tells you how it is.